A domestic violence agency in Asheville recently acquired more than 7 acres of land to build a new housing facility for survivors of abuse. It comes as the need for domestic violence services continues to grow in Buncombe County. Social distancing measures put in place last year limited the amount of survivors fleeing abusive partners that could stay in Helpmate's emergency shelter. A local hotel stepped in and offered to provide rooms. It was a godsend, says Helpmate Executive Director April Burgess Johnson, but not a sustainable solution for the long term.
The need is consistently high. It's risen in Buncombe County almost every year for the past decade, and the pandemic was especially hard on domestic violence victims.
One of the services Helpmate provides, assisting survivors with creating an escape plan, saw a 73% increase in demand in the last 3 years. But amidst the chaos of the pandemic and challenges with federal funding, Helpmate is planning to expand its own emergency shelter. In December, the nonprofit acquired 7.5 acres within Asheville city limits. They're currently designing a facility that would essentially double the size of its current capacity.
Domestic violence is the leading cause of homelessness among women and children. If we can intervene early when there's been an instance of domestic violence, and we can quickly get families and their children into the services that they need to be safe and to get set up and stabilized, then we can prevent some of the chronic homelessness that we see becoming an ongoing issue in our community.
Burgess Johnson says Helpmate is preparing to launch a capital campaign in the months ahead. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.